Hey there, it's Sam from Unity and welcome. I have a question for you. Does reading effectively help me improve my English skills? Well, that's a question everybody asks every now and then, and I want to talk about it today. And to talk about that, I'll talk about studying English effectively. How can you study English effectively? Okay, do you know the answer to that question? Let's talk about that. Well, and first of all, it's very important to understand and have in mind that speaking English is a very important part of your communication skills. So a lot of people, they say, Sam, I can read very well and I can even listen, but I cannot really speak. Well, it's very important for you to remember, I understand the majority of the people are here to learn how to communicate. And a very important part of communication is the capacity to speak. So, well, when studying, you have to divide your studying process in two parts. First part, input. What is input? The things you have contact with and that you learn with, okay? So, reading is a very good input, okay? When you take a book, when you get a book, you start reading, okay? You have a lot of information being put into your brain, okay? So, you are observing a lot of information. It's essential that you find a way to make an output, okay? To make results, to create out of your reading experience. For example, a very good way is to practice dynamic reading. There are tons of ways to practice dynamic reading, but I'll give you a very simple one, okay? Very simple one. You read a chapter, you read a part of the book you're reading, and then you go straight to making a little summarized, okay, description of those experiences. So you will basically write, okay, on this chapter, I learned that Mr. Clark committed a crime and he's running from the police, okay, but I don't know if the people involved in the story know about it. You know what I'm saying? So you produce content out of what you're interacting with. That's essential, very important. That way, you practice the vocabulary you had contact with. You have the opportunity to review or revisit and practice certain structures. So that's a very good way to make sure what you read, you interact with. Okay, a lot of people also say, Sam, I love watching series in English. And man, I watch series in English with the subtitles in Portuguese. And I go, wow. If you are, okay, starting your learning process, okay, if you speak basic English, that's okay. That may help you, okay, especially with getting familiarized with the sounds, okay, the sound of the words in English, that's okay. But if you are an intermediate speaker, you have to get yourself used to listening to things in English. And although when you put subtitles, you may be using crutches, which is necessary, okay? It's important to listen to English, and if you want to have subtitles, these subtitles, they have to be in English, okay? Because when you listen to one thing and then you have Portuguese going on, I'm sure that you will not pay that lot of attention to what's going on in English. Okay, so my tip to you is go further. Just go with English, okay? With English for the movie and also for the subtitles. But Sam, I don't understand a lot of things. It's part of the process, okay? So first you have to get used to the sound of the language, and then you have to start making sense of what you're reading. So it is a process. You have to respect the process and go with it. So my tip, guys, go watch, but have the movie in English with the subtitles, okay, the English subtitles, for you to be able to enhance your learning experience. It is very difficult in the beginning, but eventually you will get it, okay? So guys, for a lot of things, you have to practice, okay, resilience. You have to be patient. You have to live the experience over and over again for you to be able to get it. There's no magic formula to learning English. And a lot of people go around shortcuts, okay? I will tell you something. To learn English, you can't. There are no shortcuts. You have to go for it. and you have to put in the work. So one very nice thing I like about people learning English is that there's no shortcut. If you're trying to go for shortcuts, it's not going to work. But Sam, do I need 5-7 years to learn English? No. At Unity, we learn English within something around 9 months. But the process is you have to put in the work. You will never have results out of anything that you haven't put in. You haven't put in the work. That's basic. Okay. So find ways to make it more interactive. So the move has to be in English subtitles too. And well, a good way for you to make product. You make content out of what you're interacting with in English. Is that you discuss that with someone. A lot of people watch a lot of stuff, but they never talk about it. So a good thing is finding someone to pair up and practice English, okay? Those steps will help you to enhance your studying experience. Remember, guys, there are no shortcuts, okay, through the English learning process. So if you want to have results, put in the work. That's just how it is, okay? I'm just bringing you reality right now. Well, very nice to have you here. I hope this helps you to have a more effective, okay, and faster learning process. I see you next. Bye-bye.